Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, People Magazine has released its sexiest man alive, and we'll get to who that is in just a second, but no one is coming out in 2020 hotter than Dan Levy, the creator and star of Schitt's Creek, so it's not surprising that he makes his debut in the issue. Dan said that he has tried to develop his skills in the kitchen during quarantine, making pasta sauces, breads, and chocolate chip cookies, but in the end, he realized that cooking was not for him.
I tried cooking. I did try to cook. So none of these kind of like inspiring exercises in the kitchen worked out for me. All it did for me was just like remind myself that I should just be saving my money and putting it towards ordering food so that someone can do it for me. I'm just not skilled in the kitchen at all. I can't wait for this video to just be paired beside Chris Hemsworth shirtless in a bathing suit coming out of a beach or something. And I'm talking about like failing at bread. This form of sexy is a niche market, but I appreciate that you're recognizing it.
That's awesome. I fall asleep every night watching that because my wife is like on season four now. She's like binge watching it. I just hear her laughing nonstop.
So good. It's such a great show.
It really, really is. Like I'm like trying not to watch. I'm trying to fall asleep and I'm just like dying laughing inside.
All right. And now People Magazine's magazine. It's so weird to say that.
Yeah, what's magazine?
Sexiest man alive, here's Jimmy Kimmel.
Here he is for the year 2020, People's Sexiest Man Alive. Michael B. Jordan. That's your trophy, it's a mirror. There you go, wow, well done. He's sexy, he's alive.
It is Michael B. Jordan, and this is kind of a funny story about how he found out about it.
How do you find out?
For me, I was in the car. I was driving with one of my boys. We were going on an errand and a run, and my publicist and my manager gives me a call, and first thing they ask, they're on speakerphone, you know, who are you with? I'm like, I'm with Bryce. Okay, Bryce's family, he can know. I said, oh, okay, cool. And then they told me the news, and it was like, me? And I was like, yeah, you. And then they kind of had this little banter back and forth, but it was a cool moment.
I bet it was. Yeah. Did Bryce immediately start making fun of you, or did he wait?
No, he at least waited till they hung up the phone, and then he immediately started, like, cracking jokes. I mean, that's the thing. When you get sexiest man, it's like, you know, that's cool to everybody else, but anybody that really knows you, that's just another way they can give jabs to you.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they were talking a lot of
stuff. That's when you wish you had no friends.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's like, with friends like this, why do you need enemies?
Heck yes on him being the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
I am here for it. I love him. I have loved him since Friday Night Lights. Yes.
Future Austin, what do we call him? I mean, he's Future Austinite. I mean, he's going to move here, right? Elon Musk, I'm talking about, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX.
Well, we'll see. There are definitely some hot rumors.
Yeah.
He sold a couple of homes in Los Angeles. Who knows how many he has, but he sold a couple of big ones.
Say what you want about this dude. Weird, whatnot, whatever, but dude is loaded. Like, he's on track to become the third richest person in the world with a net worth of roughly $117.5 billion, y'all.
All right.
His wealth grew by $15 billion on Monday, so that means he's going to overtake Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg for the number three worldwide spot.
All right, wait, now I know you know, but Sarah, do you know the number one and number two richest people in the world?
Don't overthink it, girl.
Like,
you got it.
Oh, is it Bill Gates?
Bill Gates.
There you go.
He's number two.
It's that guy, like Fernando or something.
Fernando, oh, the telemarketing guy from Mexico City?
That's right.
Yeah.
No, it's
Fernando.
Alex, you want to make the announcement of the richest man in the world?
I mean, Sarah, you get boxes from him all the time.
Oh, the Amazon guy.
Yes. Yeah. Jeff Bezos is number one with $184 billion. So Elon, not far away from him. And Elon's basically his gain in 2020, y'all. I mean, we've all been broke and struggling during the pandemic. But this year, his gain is $90 billion, which naturally is the biggest jump among the richest 500 billionaires. Crazy, right?
Yep.
Insane.
Welcome to Austin soon, bro.
Do y'all remember a couple years ago, there was some story about George Clooney giving his friends cash?
Suitcases.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's true. He has now confirmed
it.
He did an interview with GQ, and he said it happened in 2013 after he met his wife, but before they started dating. He was single, he had all this money, and he wanted to thank people who helped him get to where he was. And there were friends of his that were older, and he was like, look, they'd all loan me money. They let me sleep on their couches. They helped me in other ways over the past 35 years. They were all going to be in my will. So, like, why instead of, like, you know, someone getting hit by a bus, why don't I give them the money now?
Nice.
You know, why am I waiting for me to die for them to get money? I'll give them money now. So how did he get $14 million cash? He did some research and found out there's this undisclosed location in downtown L.A. that has giant pallets of cash. And he rented an old beat-up van that said florist on it. He drove to the building. He got in a freight elevator with the van, took it down to the vault, loaded it up with cash. He only told his assistant and a couple of the security guys, and they were like, this is insane. But they pulled it off without
awesome.
A hitch. He divided it into 14 packs. He said they weren't as heavy as you thought they would be. And he didn't talk about if he handled the taxes, but the old story that we originally heard was his friend said that he did handle the taxes. Isn't that crazy?
That's really cool. What's funny, though, is you said that he did it before he got married. If he did it while being married, like, you know, his wife wouldn't let him do that.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think at the time, he was the guy that was never going to get married. Yep. So, again, he had all this cash. So, like, I mean, $14 million is so much money, but it's really not that much money probably for him.
Well, to put it in perspective, $14 million is a ton. But forget about everything else he has done and every other money-making opportunity George Clooney has had throughout the course of his illustrious career. Mm-hmm. He invested in Casamigos tequila and sold that for upwards of $1
billion. Yeah. Oh, this is nothing.
So $14 million, that's just a swig. We'd be happy to send you all of these stories if you text trending to 51993. Can't thank you enough for listening. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.